I don't know about you, but we're always looking for ways to get our kids involved and give back in our local community. That's why we're excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, which is the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers. Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. I would love for Violet to do this program when she's in high school.
This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, it's also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.
I'm perusing Nordstrom Rack right now because I'm realizing now that we're on Zooms every day, I have to have more than 3 shirts that I rotate. People are going to start to notice.
I know. No, Violet and Anna got me like the perfect light sweatshirt for Christmas, and I just went and bought 3 more in different colors. I'm just gonna wear them like basically every day.
I get that.
So get used to seeing me in a variety of different colors of light sweatshirts.
Hi, and welcome to Happier in Hollywood, the podcast about how to be happier, healthier, saner, more creative, more successful, and more productive in a backbiting, superficial, chaotic, unpredictable, fundamentally insane world. I'm Sarah Fain, a TV writer and producer living in LA and at the moment Minnesota. And with me is my high school friend and writing partner, Liz.
That's me, Liz Craft. On this podcast, we talk about being writers in Hollywood, how we balance a career and friendship, and how to survive the war of attrition that is life in Los Angeles.
Today, we're going to talk about why you should always make your own relationships at work.
In Take a Hike, we'll discuss committing it to your time off. Then we've got a former assistant hit and a correspondence bomb. And this week's Hollywood Hack will help you stand out in a meeting.
But first, we have an update. In episode 188, we answered a question about television title sequences and asked for your favorites. We got some fun answers. The first one is from Caroline. She said, "My favorite modern day intro sequence is Dexter. It was so creative. Loved watching him make a murderous feeling breakfast. I never skipped it." You know, I forgot about that one. That one was great. I loved that one too.
Yes. As soon as she said that, it came like back to me how good that was.
Yeah.
And then Karen said, "There are many opening sequences that are memorable and nostalgic from my younger years. I really love the Mary Tyler Moore opening." Well, of course, Sarah. I mean, that is iconic.
Classic.
Throwing the beret up in the air.
Yes.
And she said, "My newer favorite opening is from The Good Fight that streams on CBS All Access. I love the music that accompanies all the exploding items, plus the visuals of everything exploding, desks, telephones, glasses, etc. I sometimes rewind just to watch it again." I haven't seen that, I don't think. I haven't either.
But yeah, that makes me want to actually make an effort just to see the title sequence.
Yeah, it is so fun to think about opening sequences, Sarah. And it's making me realize we need to start thinking about our fantasy islands titles.
I know. We are very committed to just a title card, but maybe we'll have to do a little short sequence of some kind for this
one. I know.
One.
This has got my mind going. So keep those coming. I just love hearing what people respond to.
Yeah.
Okay, Sarah, it is time for From the Treadmill Desks Of, in which we discuss what's most pressing in our work psyches. This week, it's making your own relationships.
Yes.
Especially at work.
Yes. Yes. Point is specifically at work. Many years ago, the first show we ran, we really only had relationships with the people we saw every day, with the writers, with the editors, with the people who were kind of in our close sphere, and with the executives we talked to who gave notes on scripts and stuff. And we didn't even really know how important it was to have direct relationships with other people. And since then, we've learned wait a minute, there are all these other people sort of outside your immediate sphere. Like, for example, the people in business affairs. This is, I think, the big one for us in TV and everyone in production who it's really helpful to have direct relationships with.
Yes. By the way, for anyone who doesn't know business affairs, those are the lawyers that work for the studio that actually make deals. I didn't know that until I was in television.
So they're critical people and they impact, yes, like, you know, so many things that you deal with on a day-to-day basis, and you're not even really, at least we weren't really even aware of it.
Yeah, and I think it seems obvious, like, oh, make relationships with people, duh. But the thing is, you're so overwhelmed, and I think a lot of jobs are like this, that it seems easier just not to deal with anyone you don't have to deal with. It's easy to let somebody else talk to the person, let someone else write the email. But we have learned over the years that the time we invest in getting to know people and making these relationships always is so worthwhile, both in terms of enjoying the job because we just know people more and it makes it sort of a deeper experience. But also then if you have a question or you need something or you need a favor, you have a much better chance at sort of getting what you want because you have these direct relationships.
And there's also something really important about having just direct communication, because we know, yes, how things get miscommunicated very often completely accidentally. And that sort of telephone game thing where one person hears one thing and then they pass it on with a slightly different take, you know, and then by the time it gets to you, you really don't know what the initial information is. Being able to directly get information is so helpful.
Yes. And it's also helpful. I mean, I hate to say it, but often in Hollywood, there's politics going on. And you're definitely going to fare better if more people know you. And so they're not just hearing about you from people.
Right, exactly.
You know, I mean, it's just the truth. We have been on the wrong side of politics, and it is brutal. And I think there are many times where, had we formed more relationships and deeper relationships, we could have navigated the politics better.
Yes, absolutely. And again, this is something that is true across probably every single industry that exists. This is not just a TV writing thing.
Yes, we may be, you know, specific in that there are so many people because it takes so many people to make a television show. But I'm sure everybody has those sort of outlier people that you don't deal with every day that would be helpful to just reach out to, introduce yourself on email, and then they'll just have a feeling of connection.
All right. So in this new year, reach out, make your own relationships. And coming up, we talk about your vacation days. But first, this break. Liz, there is nothing I love more than having a delicious meal that I didn't have to cook, which is why I have been getting no prep, no mess meals from Factor. Meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great tasting meals. Last night, I had blackened salmon with broccoli and with cauliflower rice. It was so delicious. It was the perfect dinner.
Head to factormeals.com/HIH50 and use code HIH50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code HIH50 at factormeals.com/HIH50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
Okay, Liz, it's time for Take a Hike, in which we discuss mental, physical, and spiritual health. Today, we are talking about all three, basically. Take off the days you say you're taking off.
Yes. So we recently had the holidays, and even though we obviously have a lot going on with Fantasy Island, we had said, okay, we're going to take X days off for, you know, Christmas and New Year's. And we decided on it. And, you know, we should point out that the studio and the network are closed for 2 full weeks. So they're gone for 2 weeks. We were not taking off 2 weeks, but we were going to take off a few days. And then as those days approached, I was like saying to you, well, should we work those days? Should we talk an hour about this or that? And Sarah, you had a great response.
Which was basically just no. It was not
exactly
a complex response.
But it was a great response.
Yes. I just said, no, we said we were going to take those days off and we should take them off because it's so easy. As we know, we are very good at getting sucked into working at all hours on every day that exists in the universe. And there's always something to do. I mean, there is literally never a time, especially when you're getting a show off the ground, that there's nothing to do. There will always be something. So if you don't draw a firm boundary, you will be working all the time. We will be working all the time.
It's funny, Sarah, because I was talking to my sister and she said, well, are you just working all the time or can you, you know, take time off? And I said, well, when you have a show, it's like your life is the show. It's just like now our life is Fantasy Island. That doesn't mean we're working every second. It's just that is our life. It's kind of like being a college student. It's like you're always a college student, whether you're actually reading a book for class or not, you're still a college student. Like, we're always of Fantasy Island at this point.
Yes.
But what we know is that in taking just a tiny bit of time off, you end up being so much more productive.
It really matters. I mean, it's just getting your brain offline for a little while helps so much. So instead of just sort of being half productive, we wanted to just rest completely so we can then be full speed ahead on the days that we're working, which is most days.
Yeah. And I, you know, want to remind everybody right now when you're working from home, because I think a lot of people are still working from home and might be for the next 5 months at least. It's easier to sort of not have that line between work and home and taking days off. So really do make a point of saying, okay, what day am I taking off? If I say I'm not working on Saturday, then don't answer any work emails on Saturday. Really try to commit to those days off, whatever they are.
You deserve them.
You do deserve them. And you need them. It's not even a question of deserving. You need them in order to be even doubly productive. Okay, Sarah, good for us for taking those days off. Now we're back in the thick of it. But it is time for hits and bombs because Hollywood is all about big hits and big bombs. And Sarah, today we have a dual hit and a dual bomb. We're doing our hits and bombs as a team.
Yes. So our hit actually goes to our former assistant, Mary. We hired a new assistant, Kimberly, who will, I'm sure, be on the podcast in our From the Outer Office segment sometime soon. But so we hired Kimberly, and then, you know, all these things have to happen. Emails have to be transferred, and calendars have to be accessed. And Mary, two wonderful things that Mary did. One, she had a Google document. We love the Google Docs, even though we also hate them. She had a Google Doc with all of our passwords and access codes and every other thing that she had just like set up for whoever our new assistant was going to be. But there were a few things that she had to like say, okay, this is the code for this, this is the code for that, and get the verification code sent to her phone so that Kimberly could access and, you know, just like levels and steps of things. And so we emailed her and she immediately was just like, yes, absolutely. Right now is fine. Have her call me, have her email me. And they got everything handled so quickly. And it was really nice of her to just kind of step up, like, you know, because she hasn't worked for us in quite a while. And she was just like, yeah, absolutely, I can help. Anyway, it was very nice. And so we want to remind everyone that Mary has a book out.
Yes, Mary has a book out. It is called Manifest It, Bitch, Using Your Inner Badass Self to Achieve Happiness, Fulfillment, and Love by Mary Merkin. So definitely check out Mary's book.
If you need to manifest something in 2021. Yes.
Which we all do.
True.
Okay. And then, Sarah, we have a team bomb. Okay. When we got the pickup on Fantasy Island, we said to ourselves out loud, we're going to be getting all these emails, both from people we know and from agents and managers and writers. And what we want to do is respond to every email immediately, because we know from the past that when this happens and you don't respond immediately, you end up never responding. And so at first, we were really good about this.
Really good.
For like 24 hours, we responded immediately to everyone. And then...
And then we got behind, but really behind.
Yeah.
And so now we have all these emails that we still need to respond to. So if you're listening and we have not responded to an email, we owe you. We're very sorry. It's just, it's one of those things that happens. It happens every time, and you know it's going to happen, and you try to conquer it and be on top of it and do better. And we did not. I mean, we did better for a very short period of time.
Yes. One thing, Sarah, that I think as a team we fall prey to is feeling like, well, I shouldn't respond until I ask the other team member how they want to respond, you know, so that can slow down our process. So I was thinking you and I should just say, unless it's something really important, we should just take the liberty of responding. And if the person doesn't say exactly what the other person thought they should have said, we can accept, you know, don't let perfect be the enemy of good.
Absolutely. That will be one less like blue dot in my email list.
You have my permission to respond. And if I don't like what you said, I will keep it to myself.
Same. Right back at you.
Anyway, again,
I will love whatever you say.
Apologies to everyone we have not gotten back to, and we are going to do better.
Coming up, we have a hack inspired by something Liz did in our Fantasy Island pitch. But first, this break.
Okay, Liz, here's some quick math. The less your business spends on operations, multiple systems, delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs, you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems, and you improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Hollywood. NetSuite.com/Hollywood. NetSuite.com/Hollywood.
Okay, Liz, it's time for this week's Hollywood hack. I have to say, I love this one.
Me too.
Go for the gimmick.
So what do we mean by this? Should we explain how we were inspired to have this hack?
Yes. Okay, this is you. Inspired this.
As we may have mentioned about 100 times, we are doing Fantasy Island, reboot of Fantasy Island for Fox. And of course, we had to pitch Fantasy Island. So before a pitch, as we have discussed many times, there's always the question of what do I wear? Right now, it's especially weird because you're not going to wear a power blazer in a Zoom meeting. It just feels weird. But yet you also don't want to look like a schlub. So, you know, you're figuring these things out. So what I did, and this didn't arrive for our first, we had two pitch meetings, didn't arrive for the first, but I had it for the second of the two meetings, which I think actually worked better, which is I got a Fantasy Island t-shirt. So, I mean, that's very simple, but I went online. TeePublic is where I got it. If you're looking for interesting t-shirts, they have a ton of t-shirts, but there is quite a bit of lead time. That's the downside. And I just got this blue, really kind of fun looking Fantasy Island t-shirt. It said, "Welcome to Fantasy Island." I actually bought two. I also have a long sleeve one because I didn't know which one I'd want to wear. and I wore it, and it just kind of was fun.
It's just at the beginning of the pitch, Liz kind of like stood up and was like, look what I, you know, look what I got. And it made the energy of the beginning of the meeting really fun and positive and upbeat and like chatty, you know, just like, oh, where did you get that? That's so cute. You know, just like it made everyone feel kind of up and like part of a team about something. It was really cool.
It kind of breaks the ice. It's also memorable. Like, oh, yeah, remember Liz wore the T-shirt to the pitch? And it shows our enthusiasm. And I think that's kind of where we got to this sort of go for the gimmick. It's like whatever you're doing now, it's for us, it's pitching a television show. For somebody else, you know, it's pitching, I don't know, a product. You know, it's like on Shark Tank. The people who present on Shark Tank, one of my favorite shows, always have a great gimmick that they come in with. And I think it really does get the people who are sitting across from you engaged. And especially as we've discussed many times, when you're talking on Zoom, anything you can do to engage the people you're talking to is helpful.
Absolutely. Especially like right at the beginning to like get people in and give them kind of a fun moment at the beginning. And like you're saying, every industry will have a different kind of gimmick. Every show that we did, for example, would have a different kind of gimmick. And there are some things where, you know, there's a show that we want to pitch where like a gimmick would be totally inappropriate. So obviously, you know, there are times when you won't want to do this, but think about the times when it really could make an impact. And then go for it, because I think we all have a tendency to kind of pull back, you know, and be like, well, I don't know. Do I really want to do that? Do I really want to make, you know, I'm a little cautious. There are times when it's really good to just like show that kind of confidence and fun and stand out and be memorable.
Yeah. And, you know, it doesn't have to be something like, you know, we obviously could have very specific things by the nature of what we do.
Yeah.
But if you're like going in and making a presentation about numbers that you know is going to be really boring, I could see coming in and like lighting a scented candle and saying, imagine you're at the beach and this is exactly where you want to be as you listen to what I'm about to tell you. It's really just adding a touch of whimsy in whatever way. And it does not have to be food. I think that's why people bring food, right? Because they're trying to add some fun and whimsy.
Yeah.
But you don't want to be the evil donut bringer.
And of course, Liz, your favorite company, Zazzle, is a perfect place for the go for the gimmick Hollywood hack.
Yes. Yes. Sarah, I have to tell you that once our show got picked up, I was already a Zazzle Black member, which meant I got free shipping. I'm now a Zazzle Premium Black member, which means I get like everything expedited because I'm like, well, now that we have a show, I'll probably be ordering a lot of personalized things because I'm going to be going for the gimmick every chance that I get.
Zazzle will be getting a lot of your income from now on.
Yes.
And that is it for this episode of Happier in Hollywood. For questions or comments, email us or send us a voice memo to happierinhollywood@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and please subscribe if you haven't already.
By the way, I want to encourage everyone who has gone for the gimmick to email us about when you did that, because I want ideas for, you know, for ourselves.
For future gimmicks.
Yes, exactly. Thank you to our executive producer, Chuck Reed, king of remote recording. And thanks to everyone at Sankola Sound. You can follow them on Instagram at Sankola Sound.
Thanks to everyone at Cadence 13. And as always, thank you to Gretchen Rubin. Happier in Hollywood is part of the Onward Project.
Listen to the other Onward Project podcast, Happier with Gretchen Rubin, Side Hustle School, Do the Thing with Whole30's Melissa Urban, and Everything Happens with Kate Bowler.
Get in touch. I'm on Instagram at sfain and Liz is at Liz Craft. We also have a Facebook group. Search for Happier in Hollywood on Facebook to join in on the conversation.
Until next week, I'm Liz Craft.
And I'm Sarah Fain. Thanks for joining us. It's a fun job.
And we enjoy it. Sarah, I think I've reached a new low this week, recording in my robe.
I notice that you are in your robe. You like keep like kind of tugging it to make sure it's closed.
I know. I'm like, it's bad, but it's like I just couldn't get it together. I got it into the shower, but not with enough time to spare to actually get dressed. So no. I just said, Sarah knows me. Chuck knows me. They're going to understand that sometimes you just have to do something in your robe.
Yes, we're all friends here.
So you can do that next week. Okay. We'll have pajama day at Happier in Hollywood.
Oh, I love it.
From the Onward Project.